coffee, lettuce, and tomato too.
A man. A woman. A hamburger. A bun.
My uncle used to love me, but you died.
It's the Montreal Burger Report with Chris, Zeke, Ann, and Linda. Extra Pickles, Baznev.
Good day, and welcome to episode 663 of the Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, Chris, Zeke, Hand, and Linda, Extra Pickles, Besner.
I have two pickles, today, hey.
Continue talking with Red Wabba.
Dabadoo!
Proprietor extraordinaire of the latest and greatest entry on the Montreal burger scene. He talks about the future plans for Burger. Zeke and Extra Pickles then close the joint. And Zeke debriefs Extra Pickles on her Montreal Burger Report experience.
There's many burger places, many burger villages about to open. We're
really?
Looking. We don't want to go too fast. We don't want to move too slow. So
don't talk to whoever franchised Bowfingers.
I don't want to do a franchise, and I will not do a franchise because this is somebody that's going to come in and destroy my food, which I'm not going to put up with. So, you know, it's a quick buck, but it never turns out that well from what I saw around me. So we want to do it ourselves, open them, manage them, and burgers is a love that I have. I have a love of fish and seafood. I have a lot of different concepts that are ready in my head and on paper. So burgers was a good way through the front door. Well, we're very proud. We make everything here. The only thing that I have in my freezer is ice cream. And I'm very proud of this. All my dressings, my Caesar, my menu is concise, but everything is made here in the house. And that's what I'd like to have. Even my pickled jalapenos, I make them here. So.
Thank you very, very much. As I said, once I have this all edited and stuff like that, I will email let you know that it is happening. So the show comes on regularly every Wednesday morning at about 8:15.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for choosing us for you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
We are closing the place down.
It's true. Look at us. Yeah. Last one standing.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, we still at some point have to debrief the Burger DeVille experience.
Okay.
Compare it to your expectations initially
right.
upon doing burgers.
Right.
And then, yeah, we can get as drunk as we want and not worry about a thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to start debriefing?
If you want, yeah.
We can.
So what do you remember about the experience? We are now probably, what, 4 blocks away?
Okay, possibly. Like, what's the take-home of Burger DeVille?
Take-home as in?
As in, what do you come away from the experience remembering?
Oh, yeah, that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was delicious. I would bring people there. I don't know if I'd be like, oh my god, there's this burger place you have to try. But at the same time, I don't know if burgers lend themselves to that kind of approach, you know what I mean?
If you're doing the Burger Report, yes they do.
Okay, that's fair.
If you noticed, I said there's this burger place you gotta try. You apparently then said, oh, okay, yeah, we'll make them go to the other end of the earth so as to go
right.
have one of these.
I feel like, there were things that possibly it's my own fault
mm-hmm.
for not having ordered that I did miss.
Okay.
Like there not being any pickles.
Mm-hmm.
That was really too bad.
Okay.
I could have stood some pickles. I feel like I think I possibly went a little classier with my burger
mm-hmm.
than I'm really have any reason to be.
Okay.
You know, I went for the black and blue burger mm-hmm. when really, possibly, I just like pickles and could have just had a burger with a billion pickles and been happier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you go to Harvey's, you get extra pickles?
Probably. Okay. If I were to go to Harvey's, I would get extra pickles.
And then what were your expectations of the Burger Report before I showed up with the microphones?
I think it's pretty much what I expected. You know, you drive around, you eat some burgers, talk some burger shop talk, and yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if you would speak with the cook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I didn't assume that you would, but sometimes people don't.
Well, there it's one thing that I'm getting over is you realize initially there's sort of like this whole concept of restaurant reviewing that is anonymous. But you walk around with microphones, it's real tough to be anonymous.
It's true.
To me, I was quite surprised when I said, yes, we're doing the Burger Report, and after the burger, we will talk to you.
Right.
But realize, they're not going to interfere with what I think about the burger whatsoever.
Well, I guess it's like, you know, at that point, you've eaten the burger.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what you thought about it. And then,
if they know the whole concept is, or at least my understanding of it is, if they know they're being reviewed, they're going to do extra special to make sure it's good.
That's possible.
However, I've been to the place before.
And same, so I know, same.
Yes.
Well, I feel like, you know, I can see, it changes people's... It would change, maybe, your approach if you're in the kitchen, but at the same time, I kind of feel like people who run a burger place are a bit like, this is the burger I make, like an Olympic, you know?
Although,
this is what we do.
Well, it isn't necessarily just the burger, because it's also in terms of, one difference was when Eric and I were there last month or so, we had to go up and get our burgers, and that's why we get the number 14. So that's your order, and they call out number 14.
Whereas we got the, table service.
Uh-huh. Although that also could be an effect of us being really the only people in the restaurant.
It's true. It was not super busy, so it's kind of no skin off their nose at that point to just bring you the burger.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that the place that we were, Burgerville, I think they're kind of like, they're not out to intimidate you. It still feels like a kind of casual environment in which to enjoy your nice burger.
Okay, well, it's definitely not a cast group burger.
Yeah. And yet, the burger itself is nicer than you would get elsewhere.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 63 of the Monty Burger Report, where Chris Zekehan and Linda Extra Pickles Besner.
I have two pickles, I have two pickles, I have two pickles today, hey.
Ate and thoroughly enjoyed themselves at the newest and most recent player in the Montreal Burger universe. Burger the Ville. Tune in. Or download next week when the Montreal Burger Report visits yet another burger joint.
Cheeseburger.
Who will be the guest host?
Come on down!
Where will they eat? And how many beers will they drink beforehand? Find the answers to these and other questions next week in episode 64 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger town.
Holy crossfire.
Burger de Ville is located at 59 Westminster in Montreal West. Their phone number is 514-564-9902, and they're open 7 days a week from 11 in the morning to 9 at night. The Montreal Burger Report is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and Extra Pickles go out, have some beer, a couple of burgers, and talk about them. It is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. There's a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you'd like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We'd graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, the Sweet Fat Sisters, and the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Sly, DiscoBreak.com for the music, and you for listening.